This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. All the boys are back in the Navy Yard studio. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Oh, buddy. I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, what's remarkable in a world, the Fab Five of the B. Mitchell Finley program is me, a big ear blogger, Brian, an NFL legend, Professor Landini, Jeff Too Funny Walker, and White Brian is our newest addition.
Yeah.
Hell of a guy, White Brian.
I'm changing his name today to Late Brian.
Yo.
His new name is LB.
Yeah, it might be Late Brian. Dude, Jeff and I are the most consistently.
We expect y'all to be late.
Jeff and I are late all the time, and it's like a running joke. But White Brian is late way more. Like it's. I suppose he was on time today.
Like, not necessarily.
If Tom Coughlin was coaching, he'd be cut.
No. Like, me and Jeff had this conversation yesterday. Jeff was telling me, Brian's thing starts at 10.
Right.
I said, I don't give a damn. If the show starts at 10, you don't walk in at 10. You don't walk in at 10:01. You walk in at 9-something.
Yeah.
It's Brian start has with not nine. Been in this building for at 9:57 to save his life.
Like, here's what I know with Terry McLaurin. That contract has got to start with a 3. They can figure out what the next number is, but the annual value's got to start with a 3. Mm-hmm. When White Brian walks in this building, it should start with a 9. You know what I'm saying? No. Terry's
it
not going to sign
9 colon 3 or 4, not 9 colon 5, because he could be 59 when he walks through the front door. That means you're not going to be sitting down at that desk doing the thing you're supposed to do.
Terry's not signing anything that starts with a 2. Why Brian's getting here when it starts with a 10? All right, so we're off and running. The stream is up, though. We out, ya. I'm in it. I don't know if you're in yet, B. I also know you don't care.
I was in it already. I turned on
there
my...
There he is.
I turned my computer on. I turned my computer on, and I'm like, damn, it was already there. I hadn't even clicked anything.
I get it.
Scare
me.
Next thing, I got a ghost in my computer.
I don't know the answer to this. Did you watch the All-Star game?
I watched some of it. Then all of a sudden, I woke up at 12:30. But no. I woke up at 11-something, and the All-Star game was still on.
I bet it was.
Because they had a delay, and then they had some swing-off.
I don't think they had a delay.
On my phone, it said All-Star game delayed.
Was it delayed? They did a Hank Aaron tribute.
Dude, listen, bro. That game started at 7 something?
8. It started at like 8:20.
It was still on at 11 something.
Well, so
that's long.
Yeah. There's a lot of pomp and circumstance, dude.
Yeah.
It had delayed on the – when I looked for the score, it had delayed. I turned on the TV. It was still on.
Okay. Maybe. It did get relegated to a second screen for me at a certain point. I was watching The Wiz. And then I was watching Mobland. I can't quit Mobland. I'm a Mobland addict. But the All-Star game was cool. I voiced my – I don't know why Jermaine Dupri was so heavily involved, considering all the people from Atlanta you could have had. But once Luda came out, I was into it. It also made me think if D.C. got the next All-Star game, and they probably won't get one for a while because it was just here in, what, like 18 or something. But if they bring Wale out and then you just put together like a go-go band all-star team.
Yeah, me and
team,
you come out, dog.
I think it's got to be a musician, baby.
Nah, you are a musician. You can sing, you said.
Maybe Jeff. the best song I sing is Crop Metcalf the one with
that
five stars.
That will not
stars.
Work at all-star game.
I'm a crooner,
in
dog.
D.C., nah,
I'm
that ain't going to work. Nah.
I think it's Wale with like a go-go band all-star team. Like somebody from Junk, Backyard, R.E., whatever. Like, like you put them all together. Maybe Nucci gets involved. I'm envisioning it. I know Jeff will try to get involved. You know that part. but what I always love in the All-Star game, like the first inning for both teams. So you had Skeens just dialed.
Yeah, just let it go. Let it fly.
But then Scooble comes in, and he's been outrageous. And I think it was the first at bat was Scooble at the mound, Shohei at the plate, and Cal Raleigh at catcher. Like, think about the star power of those three dudes.
Yeah.
And Shohei flips out that little bloop single. Scooble got knocked around, dude.
Listen, man, if you are an exceptional hitter, and we all know, and Scooble said it before the game. He said, he normally likes to go out and challenge people.
Sure.
I'm throwing a fastball. Those exceptional hitters in the major leagues, they're going to hit your fastball. No matter how fast you throw it, they can hit that.
They couldn't hit Skeens.
You should have told them, but Skeens balls move around,
right,
dog. He throws fastballs that have movement on it.
Yeah, and
that
his motion's kind of funky, too.
So, but my thing is, if you are a rare back and let it fly down the pipe, those great hitters will take that out, take that yard. But if you talked, I would have been like, yeah, I'm going right at him. My first pitch would have been, I ran back, I was throwing me a slider or a curveball on him. I'm not throwing, I told you.
A really cool moment was when Kershaw, so when this first happened, I was like, man, this is weird. They were talking to the pitchers, like I thought the Fox broadcast was really good. I thought Smoltz is really good. But it was odd because the announcers were talking to the pitchers during the at-bat. Yeah. And it was like kind of jarring at first. But
see,
when Kershaw came up to pitch and he was talking to Smoltz, and they clearly have like a real close relationship, it was incredible. Now, you can only do that in exhibition like the All-Star game.
The exhibition game is that. And these guys, listen, man, all these punters, pitchers, quarterbacks, they have all these idiosyncrasies, all these things they act like, oh, yeah, I can't do this again. They can do every damn thing all the other positions do. They just get a little anal during the game.
Whoa.
That's it. I mean, they get like that.
Pause, Landfill.
They get like that during games where they have to, they put on the show that my job is more important than everybody else. And the other guys got to think the same way. They can handle it. They just don't like to. And we've grown to a point where we give them that. But believe me.
Kershaw was cool, man. He's like, all right, I'm going to give him the cheese. And then he struck him out to end the inning.
Whenever we
and then
play,
he got like the dope.
Yeah. When we're playing golf and you're talking, what people talk when I'm out here, what I say? Man, I caught punts for a living. None of that crap bothers me. But you go to the next guy that's supposed to be the +5 in golf, he can't have anything happen when he's about to swing or when he's about to putt. You got to shut up. That's why I don't like playing with those fools.
Yeah, dude.
Can't play music.
The
because
way too serious
act,
golfers.
They get a little too high, like tight about their games for the
right,
most part.
Right. Yeah. I mean, my boy Kelly gives me a hard time about this. Like, I'll be talking on the tee box and just keep talking as I swing. He's like, how about you shut up and address the ball?
But my thing is, this is the thing. If you go out and you practice golf all day, just because you say a couple words shouldn't affect what you've been practicing, right? What does everybody tell you in golf about, oh, man, it's muscle memory.
Right.
If it's muscle memory, me talking ain't going to change my damn my muscle's not going to answer when I say something. I think it's just people overanalyze everything. They make things a little bit too serious.
I like
to hear when Kershaw is talking to the Smoltz, because, you know what, Smoltz can get something out of Kershaw that the average, not even average, that any of the other reporters won't get out of him.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because they're talking on a level of
they know what each other's
Hall of Fame
about.
Pitchers.
Yeah, we've been doing this.
So, Mackenzie Gore looked pretty good. I bet the inning he pitched was like 11 pitches.
The pitch
he got
showed
two
ground
outs to short.
Mackenzie looked like he's 11 years old, bro.
Gore?
Oh, he looks young as hell.
Skinny,
bro.
Too.
Well, they showed that picture.
Did you see when Mizorowski came up? That dude looks like he's in middle school.
The other guy, Witt Jr.
Yeah.
He don't look very old, but
he's been
dude,
around a while.
He
too.
Can hit that thing, dog.
Yeah.
He can play.
It was a fun All-Star game. And then we're getting to the end. And I have it on. It's on a second screen, but I'm kind of checking Twitter. And then I'm like, wait, what are they about to do here? And they go to this swing-off for the first time ever.
Uh-huh.
And I got to be honest. Baseball to me is an old-fashioned sport that should stay old-fashioned. But when they had that tie in Milwaukee in the All-Star game, however many years ago that was, it was so terrible, and I think terrible for the game, that I'm glad they came up with another idea to
swing off. I liked it.
I ended up liking it, man.
Yeah. Listen, man. I understand people want to keep baseball as old as it's been, but everything changes. You got to catch up with the times. And that right there was a great, great addition.
Well, I think baseball's been really smart to speed the game up. I'm talking regular season games, right? They're so much faster with the pitch clock and everything. And I think to go to the swing off at the end of the All-Star game. And what is everybody like? The home run derby.
And they had the right dude swinging off.
That I am curious. So the NL sent like legit bombers into the swing off in Schwarber. And I don't even think it got to Alonso, right? And the AL did not, I would say. Rooker.
Mistake.
Rooker, legit. The dude from the A's. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was in the home run derby the night before. But the dude they had in like the, not cleanup spot, but the third hitter for the AL, Aranda, I guess is the catcher, like isn't really a power hitter. I don't know how it works. I don't know.
They probably didn't know the rules.
White Brian or Landfill, do you even know the rules? Is it a guy that had to be in the game at the end of the game or something?
So the rumor is Judge and a couple of the power hitters left.
Yeah.
Oh, they were just gone?
Yeah, when they get taken out of the game, they're on a plane home.
They jet. I'm not signing no damn autographs at the end of this game. I'm out.
That's tough. Well, I remember because they said, like, the broadcast made a point of showing Scooble was there at the end, even though he was in, like, street clothes. And maybe it was, it might be this dude Eric Arditi I follow that's a big O's guy. Posted a picture of like Ryan O'Hearn was still there at the end of the game, even though he had been taken out a while before. I wonder, I mean, all those dudes are, traveling private. I wonder if the possibility of a swing off will get some of those dudes to stick around in the future.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
Man, look, some of those guys, you go to these all-star games, these exhibitions, and it's a lot of taxing on your time. You do a lot of stuff.
Right.
By the end of this, you're ready to go.
Well, dude.
And you're ready to get back, get yourself ready for the second stretch of the season.
Well, because I don't even think they are, like, what the TV audience, the general audience sees from an All-Star game is probably 20%, 15% of all the stuff Aaron Judge did over the last 3 days.
Exactly.
Like 100, I mean, he probably had some really high-end, like sponsorship events, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like one of the most impressive things I've seen with an athlete was Jaden Daniels at the end. So he was he was down in New Orleans for the Super Bowl for like 3 or 4 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just did nonstop media, finally gets the NFL honors, gets Rookie of the Year, and then the amount of interviews he did after that, including two for me, one for NBC and one for Monumental, was just such an impressive, like, all right, man, I know what I got to do, and then eventually I'm done. These dudes definitely, when it's time to turn it off, they know what they have to get done, and then they're ready to turn it off.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people go, they'll go the extra mile. They're not doing the extra 100 miles.
Right.
And they shouldn't have to.
So, as the two seam heads in there, Landini and White Brian, did you enjoy the swing off? Did you stay up for the swing off? Maybe that's why White Brian was late.
I was very sad Pete Alonso didn't get to hit.
He didn't need to. Schwarber took care of it. The other guy couldn't hit.
Three swings, three homers.
When you get Aranda at the plate instead of Judge, you know, Schwarber's going
to
take
Judge
care of it.
Judge was halfway back to New York.
I mean, well, they still get a couple days off. He might not be going back to New York.
He probably went back. You never know.
The Schwarber home run on his knee was pretty badass. To win it, to take the lead. Because you only get the three swings. So once you start swinging, you're committed.
When he dropped to the swing.
Yeah.
He swung and dropped down to it.
Schwarber just hits bombs.
Yeah, but you know, that mean if you drop to your knee, that means you put a lot into it before you got to
that
knee.
A lot of power.
Yes, yes.
And it, one thing that's weird, because his time here was very short, but of all the former Nats that are on the Phillies, I have next to no animosity to Kyle Schwarber.
Why should you?
Harper. I miss Trey Turner, but Schwarber I just kind of root for.
If you really think about it, man, none of those guys, the people here wasn't going to sign them back, so they go wherever they go.
Sure, yeah, you know? You're right.
Got hard to tell a person not to go to a certain area if that's the people offering them the most Jetta.
Yeah, I'm with you. Obviously, the biggest news in our universe yesterday was Terry McLaurin's press conference, along with Art Monk's jersey retirement. I'm really excited. Coming up at 11:30, we're going to talk to Gary Clark about what it means to see Art's jersey be retired this fall and just about the trip down there. I'm curious about the logistics, like who set it up. You said Gary usually uses some choice language. And he didn't.
Gary was very, very, very subdued on that one. You know, he probably was like, look, man, keep it clean. But then again, as I said, when he's around Art, he changes.
Right. So really excited.
Big brother gets a lot of respect.
I bet. Gary Clark's going to join us at 11:30. At 11, our guy Neil Greenberg records his podcast every.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, It's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We all had a night to sleep on it. We all watched, heard Terry's comments. I think, understandably, a lot of people are confused, upset, feel bad for Terry, want this to get done. But, you know, yesterday you have, like, kind of the emotional response, and now you can kind of, like, try to look at the totality of the picture. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I'm going to let my man George lead us off. George in the DMWV.
What's up, George?
Hey, B-Mitch. Hey, JP. How you doing?
Doing good, good, brother.
Hey, I just got to say, give the man what he wants. End of story. You look at the numbers, you got to give him what he wants.
All right. Your stance is clear, George. Give the man what he wants.
And another thing I got to say before I go, I know you might not remember me calling last week, but I called last week about Mike Rizzo and the shutdown that he had with Steven Strasburg.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not remember that, but what do you think fans would do if the Commanders would shut down Jaden Daniels like they shut down Steven Strasburg?
They're not going to. Thank you for the call,
Daniels,
George.
Daniels not hurt, though.
Yeah.
Strasburg was hurt and could have possibly messed himself up.
You think I don't stay on topic?
Everything is not a comparison,
especially a hypothetical comparison.
Yeah, no.
You've had the benefit of 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you talked to some folks.
I felt yesterday.
Still,
I'm
thinking
not,
it gets done.
I'm not stressed. I still, you know, listen. People act like we have not seen this happen around the country, around different teams. People have. Contract disputes. They say stuff, and then it goes the way that you want it to go. It happens all the time. It's been happening in sports forever. So I don't get stressed out about it. I'm not going to get stressed out about it. I'll leave that to everybody else. I'm going to save my stress levels for real stuff. My money.
Let's go to Pat. Patrick, how you feeling, dude?
Hey, guys. Hey, appreciate all you do. My problem with yesterday's press conference is we're only hearing one side of the story, and I love Terry, and I want the team to re-sign him. But Adam Peters has a job to do, and like B. Mitch says, I'm not stressed. They got to be methodical about this because I think that agent probably came in really high, asking for 4 years, 140, 35 mil a year with 105 guaranteed, and the team, I don't want them to go that high. They got to re-sign players next year. Tunsil's going to want to renegotiate. They got to re-sign Luvu. Adam Peters has a job to do.
I think that's a really good call, and I think it helps to have the advantage of a little bit of time to recognize.
Yeah.
One thing we know from this Burgundy and Gold operation right now,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to go tit for tat. Terry went and spoke, right? Mm-hmm. There have been some reports, likely via his representation along the way here, and the Commanders have never responded through leaks or officially.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, my job is to ask for official comment, and the only comment is those talks remain private.
Well, and that's the thing about it, but the whole thing about it, everyone wanted to know what Terry was feeling, and he was doing the event that was in the public. And they had media people there. So I have no problem with him speaking. I have no problem with what he said. I don't think he said anything that was bad. He told you Am my feelings hurt a little bit? Yes. Am I a little, disgruntled? Yes. We haven't talked. I don't see nothing that was, like, outlandish. You know, people want guys. I hate how fans want the player to talk, but when the player talk, you don't want him to talk. Nobody is going to do every damn thing you want. And sometimes they have a right to speak their minds.
100%. I think Terry clearly had some talking points he wanted to hit. There were a couple just legitimate emotional moments. And I think the one thing he doesn't like is the talk of age being the deciding factor.
Because everybody that hit 30 don't end up failing and falling off. That's the thing about it. That number has been thrown out there. But every damn player doesn't fall off at 30. Just like every player don't play great if he's first rounder, second rounder, third rounder. You know what I mean? So we can't just lump everybody into the same basket. And when you are a person who works your ass off and try to be different, you damn sure won't be lumped in somebody else's basket like that.
Thanks for the call, Pat. I think it's a really good point is we haven't heard from the team. For all we know, the team could have made an offer. And
I'm sure they did.
Terry's camp just doesn't think it's enough, and they're just not responding to it. Like, a lot of things could have happened. Yeah. And I think deadlines drive deals. Like,
that's why, for me,
thanks, Pat.
Terry talked. He's voiced his opinions. He voiced his feelings. He was very emotional. At one point, he almost cried. You could hear his voice trembling.
That was my question.
I felt sorry for him at that moment, but I also understand when you're passionate about something that happens. I didn't expect the team to come back and say something. See, that's the whole thing. Half of the people who are now saying the team didn't say something, they wanted the team to say something because people like stupidity. They don't like sensible stuff. So that's why I don't get a little worried about it because let's be real. If you start building your team, I think your team's a little better with Terry on it than it is with not. But if you don't have it, you got to figure something out.
That's the other side of this. Offensively, Debo is a weapon, not necessarily a traditional wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, Terry can run the whole route tree, right? Like Debo can, but he's a different type of player, and he's a hell of a player, but he's a different type of player. Mm-hmm. You take Terry off that offense, all of a sudden it's Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey.
It adjusts.
Jalen Lane.
You would have to make an adjustment.
Right. And that's not to say they can't, but, like, one thing – I want to get a couple more calls, and then I had a point I wanted to make. Let's go to Marie.
Marie, how you doing?
Good, good. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. Mm-hmm. This is my first time calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I had two issues. I was listening to the radio yesterday, and I heard about the press conference, didn't see it. Heard some remarks about him being selfish, airing dirty laundry, not a good look, that sort of thing. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, that's too bad. That's, you know. I love Terry, but maybe I'll feel the same when I see the press conference. Saw the press conference, and I was stunned because I did not see it like that at all. I feel like Terry has given everything. He's always been the exception. He's always made something rough look smooth. He's always been that guy. And I think, you know, the one mistake some people make when they play with such heart and they give so much of themselves for everyone else is you think it's going to matter later. And it matters at the time because everyone, you know, thinks you're amazing. But I think he's hurt. Yeah, I know there's other stuff going on, but I saw elements of being hurt because he thought that would matter more so that he wasn't put in this position to feel this way. Second of all, on the age, I agree. Have you looked at his physique? His physical age is not his actual age. I do not care about if he's playing, you know, later than most players. I had always wondered through the years how he didn't get hurt more with all the crazy plays he makes. So it's either great DNA, good physical intelligence.
He takes care of himself.
I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm.
He works hard
exactly.
to take care of himself.
But he's the exception. So, you know, don't compare him to other people of his age. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Hey, thanks,
Marie.
That
was a good call.
Great call.
Seriously.
Appreciate
Marie,
you.
Call more often because – You gave us some good stuff there. I mean, sensible.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. Please, everybody with sense, don't react to every stupid-ass comment you see on social media. Because most of those people are ignorant and they just throw stuff out there. If they were face-to-face with Terry or anybody else, they wouldn't say one damn word.
One thing I thought of this morning, Brian, as I was a camp Uber driver. Mm-hmm. Basically, all I do is drive children around. I don't know.
Well, you shouldn't make them if you don't want to drive them.
Well, you should have told me that then. I just thought of something, right? So I just want to ask you, if you can, just tell me where these guys ended up, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to read some headlines, and then you tell me where that player is playing, okay?
Okay.
Fun little game. August 21st, 2023, All-Pro running back Jonathan Taylor has been granted permission by the Indianapolis Colts to seek a trade.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he playing now?
In Indianapolis.
Correct. July 16th, 2024, Brandon Ayuk requests trade from 49ers.
He's still in San Fran.
February 3rd, 2025, star defensive end Myles Garrett, the NFL's reigning defensive player of the year, has requested a trade from the Cleveland Browns.
He got paid and he's still chilling in Cleveland.
In March 2023, Lamar Jackson requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, man, he's just out there doing his thing, you know, Baltimore.
You have dudes that press the gas way harder on this contractual stuff and request a trade. Terry's not even saying if he won't come to training camp.
Yep.
And these dudes that pressed the gas really hard ended up re-signing.
The guy you named yesterday, Trey Smith.
Yeah.
He signed. They agreed yesterday.
They agreed yesterday.
We talked about it yesterday. They agreed. And it had got very contentious, did it not?
It did.
So, I mean, listen, that's why I made this comment before, and I've been saying it since I've been on the media. As media people, we have a job to bring you information. We also have a job to educate people and not be influenced by a lot of the stupidity that's around us. I think in this situation, Terry spoke, and Marie, I think.
Has every right to speak.
She stated she heard hurt. That's what I heard. I've been there. I understand it. But I didn't see any contention. I didn't hear any of that. I just heard like, damn. Like she said, he thought when you do everything you're supposed to do to get to the point where you're supposed to get and make the plays you make, you think it's going to matter when the time comes. And at this point, he feels like it doesn't. It may still matter. They're just trying to figure out the final details. And that's the team's job is to, they can't just think about Terry. They got to think about, we signed Terry. How do we keep this thing going from the next few guys we got signed, as one of the callers stated earlier?
Phone lines are packed. We're taking your calls next. Be Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With football and when it comes to contract negotiations, like when if the shoe's on the other foot and I'm sitting here and was selfish and wasn't productive last year, like teams in those situations, they cut players, so they're asking for pay cuts. But when a guy earns it, like it's just disappointing when there's that just that combativeness, that drawn out process where you feel like, okay, you've earned something, let's compensate you and not have this long drawn out process.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Phone lines are packed. Let's get to the folks. How you feeling about the McLaurin situation 24 hours later? Eric calling from Kansas City. Probably listening on the Odyssey app. What up,
what
dude?
What up, Eric?
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're good, brother.
All right. Hey, man, I do want to say I will comment, but I also, in my opinion, before I do my podcast here, I have a
Eric, we got to go quick, man. We got a little time, okay. Brother. Hit it.
All right. Well, first of all, Adam Peters, he came out and said that he wanted McLaurin for the rest of the career. And Terry McLaurin, the leader he is, he should understand how negotiation goes, because he's been through it before. So my thing is, as a fan, I would love for him to stay, but if it don't get worked out, to me, you trading for an edge rusher that's doable out there in Vegas and try to get Max Crosby.
He just signed a massive deal, dog. Thank you for the call, Eric. Thank you, bud. I'm going to try to go fast here, let a lot of people get on. Alex, go ahead, bud. How you feeling?
Good, good. How about you?
We're good, man. Brother.
Yeah, I just have a quick thing. I understand the negotiation and stuff, but I just don't like the communication breakdown, regardless like how the negotiations are tough. I think AP should have kept in contact with McLaurin. And even though the negotiations are off, doesn't mean that they're not going well, doesn't mean that you have to stop talking to the player completely. That's one thing I didn't like it.
That's
and
fair.
I think Terry is a very...
The other thing to consider there, though, Alex, is it's possible they've tried to reach out and it just hasn't worked. You know what I mean? Like, but I hear you.
Yeah.
The communication should be better, undoubtedly. Thanks for the call, Alex. Let's try Brandy down in Woodbridge. What's up, Brandy?
This is actually Brandon.
What's up, Brandon?
Take your beef up with Jeff.
What's up, brother?
What's happening, dog?
My whole thing is this, right? First of all, I love Terry. I want him to stay, period. Like, that's my guy. But my other thought was, if you sign a contract for 3 years and you just signed it two years ago, coming on 3 years, shouldn't you, like, go through your contract before you start negotiating a new contract?
No, that's not how it goes. As soon as you don't have guaranteed, that's okay. When you start negotiating.
Yeah. So Terry has very little guaranteed money left
He's
on his deal.
He's done what everybody else does.
Yeah. It's standard in the NFL when you're a player of a certain caliber, you're not going to play without guarantees on the deal. And that's just kind of where this is.
Just in case you get hurt and different things of that nature.
Exactly.
100%.
Yeah, so he wants to make sure that if he gets hurt that, hey, I'm still going to get compensated because I haven't been hurt all this time and I just want a new contract to show that you guys appreciate me. I get it.
Yep. Appreciate you, man. Right, thank you,
bud. Hi, brother.
Let's go to Pat in Mechanicsville. Pat, how you feeling about Terry?
All right, man. Yeah, my thing is, I give him some money, man. You know, couple years ago, and you know, he's played with some garbage quarterbacks, man. And I would give the brother $28 million a year for 3 years. I give or $85 million for 3 years, $65 million guaranteed,
If he don't take that, I give him 30 a year and 70 million guaranteed. Because that man is not he's a great team leader. You don't have to worry about going out here and smacking his wife or going 150 miles an hour. You know, stuff like that. Character's got to count for something, man. Pay the brother. Thank you.
Thanks, bud. That was Pat. Brian, how you feeling about the Terry thing 24 hours later?
So my biggest thing is that you got an organization that preaches, you know, relationships, teamwork, brotherhood. And what I'm not feeling is that from what Terry said is that they're not reaching out. I mean, at the very least, if you reach out to the guy and just say, hey, listen, we're working things out. We're going to get to you. That's never happened. So for me, it's a bad look. And Terry's definitely, he's an anchor of this organization. And yeah, man, I just think they should pay the man.
All right, man. Appreciate it. I don't disagree with the they should pay the man. I don't know that we know all the details of what happened kind of in between. Let's go to Kurt out in Ashburn. What's up, Kurt?
Good morning, gentlemen. Have either of you ever held out on a contract that you signed?
Held out on a contract?
Yeah, it's just like, look, I'm not showing up unless I get more money. Or conversely, would you be sanguine if the team came to him and said, your production's not very good, we want to negate the contract?
Well, a lot of times guys play. A lot of times guys outplay the contract. Team don't go to them and say, I'm going to give you more money. So you have to negotiate, dog. What are you talking about?
Well, you negotiate when you sign the original contract.
No, if you watch the NFL, this happens every year. So this is this is what people do. So the fact of, like, you're talking like a regular person, you sign a contract, you live it. This is not regular life. I heard this on the Junkies this morning. You can't compare a regular job with this. It don't work like that.
Last one. Kevin is in Clinton. Kev, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I just wanted to say, well, first of all, Terry McLaurin is one of my all-time favorite players for this franchise. I mean, that man has been nothing but a class act. He has never cried in spite of the abysmal quarterback play that he's had to go through, and he always puts up numbers. I can't remember him ever going to the media about anything like a lot of players do. He's just been a class act, and he's, you know, besides being incredibly good. And, I'm surprised that, like, some of these fans, like, you know, I guarantee you the ones that are pontificating about, you know, him, holding out and all, if they had a few million dollars that they could hold out for, if they had the opportunity, I guarantee every one of them would do it too, you know? And, I mean, you know, anytime a player gets on the field, you know, they could get injured, they could get paralyzed, you know, all kinds of things, you know. So, I mean, I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. And as far as Terry going to the press, well, I mean, that's all I heard the month before was that, you know, all the media was saying how they hadn't heard anything about the contract. There's been no movement. And the guy, you know, humbly gets on there and finally just, you know, he tried to put some of the rumors to rest. And now it seems like everybody's trying to kill him the day for it.
Not here.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. Not here either, for sure.
All right. You know, thank you, Kev. Appreciate you, bud.
Yes, sir.
I do think there's like a fundamental misunderstanding when people are like, well, he's under contract. It's like, man, do people say that when teams cut dudes all the time?
Nope.
Like, it's...
Because, like I told you, players don't ever get support, to be honest with you, for the end result. Most of them don't get the support.
I feel like Terry has fan support on his side right now.
Yeah, some. You got a lot of idiots too, though.
When we come back, not idiot, Neil Greenberg joins the program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.